you are listening to the 92nd edition of Free City Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Stefan Christophe, in Montreal. On the broadcast today, I'm going to be sharing a soundscape that I created based on recordings that were done in both Mexico City and Oaxaca City. These are recordings from the streets, from city streets, from rides, travels around. We also hear the voice of Alfredo Borjorquez, who is a podcaster. He has created a number of really important anarchist and activist podcasts in Mexico. He is currently working on a new one. I will share the link in the bio. I would also recommend that you visit his last podcast, which is surrounding the work of Sarah Ahmed. It's a Spanish language podcast. This is a conversation we had about contemporary struggles for land and anarchism in Mexico. You can hear that excerpt here in the soundscape, but also we hear sounds from the streets. I wanted to share a bit of my soundscape work here on the podcast. I like thinking about sound beyond voice, beyond music, but the ways that we interact with our sonic environment, the ways that the sonic environments around us affect our mind, our thoughts, our engagement with political issues, our engagement with our lives, those around us, think that soundscapes can really provide a dream space also, a way to think about our environment, our landscapes, that is important. So I've been working on soundscape pieces for some time. I've worked a lot with podcaster and sound artist from New York, originally Joseph Sanacondro, on this, and his work has inspired me to share this soundscape on the podcast this week. I sent it to both Radio Beguin in Lyon, France, and they broadcast this soundscape, and also Radio Hara, my friends in Palestine, have broadcast this soundscape. So I will begin with the announcement from Radio Beguin in France, and then we'll hear almost the entire soundscape. And thank you for listening to Free City Radio. We have two new podcasts a week. We are on iTunes and Spotify. You can also just spread the word and tell a friend. I'm Stefan Christophe in Montreal. I hope you're doing well and take care.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous, il est 14h et vous êtes branchés sur radiobeguin.com. Aujourd'hui, samedi 5 février, c'est un paysage sonore que l'on vous propose. Un paysage tout droit venu du Mexique, proposé par Stéphane Christophe. Des ambiances enregistrées en décembre 2021 à Mexico et à Oaxaca. Ce sont des bruits de rues, de routes, des allées, des autoroutes, des marchés de ces deux belles villes du Mexique tournées vers 2022. Également, dans ce paysage sonore, vous entendrez le podcasteur Alfredo Borjorquez parler des luttes indigènes et anarchistes contre l'État mexicain. Un paysage sonore qui se termine avec un extrait d'une session d'enregistrement par la contrebassiste Adriana Camacho dans Mexico. Ce paysage sonore a été créé pour être diffusé à la fois sur Radio Béguin à Lyon, CKUT sur le 90.3 à Montréal et Radio Alara en Palestine. Une émission proposée par Stéphane Christophe de Free City Radio. Vous êtes sur radiobeguin.com, c'est parti pour une petite demi-heure d'ambiance sonore depuis le Mexique.
Thank you. El Señor esté con ustedes.
¿Se les quiere o no se les quiere?
Pues...
está complicado.
Se les pone un tanto complicado para opinar con ellos. Para los trabajadores, pues sí, les ayuda, ¿no? Pero a los demás, pues... No, como dijo aquel, ni nos beneficia ni nos perjudica, sino todo lo contrario.
Well, the thing with this government and this moment in Mexico for me, like in the variety of struggles, it's pretty related to huge enterprises or like what we call mega proyectos, like
mega projects.
Mega projects, exactly. So I think there's like big struggles and then like small things that people are fighting at the same time.
Okay.
So the Tren Maya and the aqueductos it's kind of related to the Dakota fightings with the gas things.
Standing Rock.
Standing Rock, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think there's a parallel with that.
Wet'suwet'en.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In here, you have like two big struggles that make people to take position against the government. Mm-hmm. One is the Maya in the southeast of the country that is pretty far away, and you can easily see that it's another nation. It's another Spanish. It's another food. It's another everything. A nation without a state, but it's a different nation. The Maya nation. And close to here, you have, and Zapatistas will be in that like area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to like imagine the Southeast, it's a whole tradition and thing with their own history. I come from there, so I kind of like started to my militancy there, you know, mm-hmm. with Zapatistas, and then true anarchism, but it's pretty mixed everywhere. And so the thing now is that you have this Maya struggle that I will talk a little bit more, and here in the like Nahuatl or this part, like the Cuenca de Mexico, that is more related to water and air and technologies, like this huge ventilators,
wind turbines,
those things. Mm-hmm. So when the government started this social democratic whatever thing that they have now, they killed a leader that is super important here, and a lot of people turn into anarchism or indigenous struggles when this guy Samir Flores was killed, and I think Samir I think that will be the two capital struggles or big things. Samir Flores, that was killed 2 years ago. He was a huge fighter from Morelos, close here, like hours from here, against the Hidroeléctricas and these mega projects, one of these mega projects that this new government make it easy for them to get into the towns and get the sources, the resources. So this guy was killed, and a lot of people get pretty angry with this government, like specifically, because, well, we think that the government wanted him to be dead. And that happens with a lot of activists. Journalists and activists die all the time in this, in all the governments in Mexico. But particularly Samir Flores was, I think the last government was Miguel Peralta, the case of Miguel Peralta, and this government is the what makes people anarchists a lot of the time, or indigenous struggle involved, mm-hmm. is close to Mexico City, is the case of Samir Flores that you should Google or like know more, because it's non-international talked about. And in the southeast, it's different, because how can I say this easily? I mean, regionally, the South is pretty divided. So the Southeast, the Maya area, is divided in like the outspoken political, that is the Zapatista or the CNE. And there's more like a little more colonized Maya area, that is where I'm from. That is Yucatan, Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Tulum, all of this tourism, colonialism. It's less identity proud or something. More colonized, more whitewashed. So the train is starting there, and the first ones to fight against this train, the train has a history. The train was one of the biggest dreams of the government that this social democracy is trying to, that is pretty nostalgic with the revolutionary dreams, Mexican revolutionary dreams, was to have a train. Like a revolutionary, like a working class kind of train. So this social democracy, that it's pretty interesting, because you have like how can I say, like indigenous pro government, anarchist pro government. It's pretty divided. But wow. The thing is that the social democracy of Mexico has a lot of nostalgia of the revolutionary moment 100 years ago, yeah. And they even have newspapers. With the same name as the anarchists, classical Mexican anarchist newspapers' names. So there's a lot of nostalgia from the government. And one of these nostalgia actions, symbolic and real nostalgic things, is to have this train. And this train, from the government, they're talking about this train to connect the tourism that comes from Cancun, that flies to Cancun,
yeah.
But wants to travel the whole southeast. So it's interesting, because they're trying to connect all that area with one technology. So all the people, like the big capital that are interested to have hotels there, to have resources, extractivism, all of these are interested in this train at the same time. So it's a huge thing. And they're changing it all the time, because people are getting in
the
and
discourse.
Out. In the discourse, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like, we can't idealize this, because there's not a lot of people struggling against it. There is people struggling against it, but most of it are here. So it's and I include myself in this. So it's interesting because I got from there yesterday, and there is people fighting against it, but not a lot. We need to be honest. There's it's a few people that it's fighting against this train, because a lot of people see it in a class, like a class opportunity, to have more. More clients or more tourists getting there. It's a area of the country that is historically forgotten.
Marginalized.
Yeah, but now marginalized. But now it's a trendy place, and it's getting pretty. There's a lot of extractivism in a lot of ways. The train is one, but the selling of Maya lands is another one. And they're selling everything. And I think, like, in a few years, it will be sold out. But the thing is that a lot of people are moving there. It's pretty cheap because the working people, historically, there is, like, a slavery. They have a slavery history there. So they don't pay a lot. And a lot of people have, like, almost free land and almost free work. And there's, like, international, national, and regional people. Extractivism in all directions.
Wow.
So the Southeast, that's why you have Zapatistas there. It has a long tradition of resistance, a few people resisting, and a lot of people extracting things, a lot of things, work, land, resources, a lot of things are going on there. So I repeat, there's indigenous government people defending the train a lot,
of course,
and you have indigenous people fighting against it, and it's not a lot, but we have something. Specifically, you have the Asamblea Muchimba, that is a group that gets together with two purposes: fight against megaproyectos like the Tren Maya, and like re-Mayanize.
Like a resurgence of Mayan culture,
exactly, and they talk about their culture and mm-hmm. their identity all the time. I'm kind of connected with them, and they're pretty interesting people that are pretty alone too, because isolated because they are just like a few people doing this, and they are not all together.
Sure,
no?
Sure.
So, but we have things going on, and I think these things are getting bigger. And the cities are more and more getting into it and connected with them. Just to say a few things, because this will be the cap for me, the capital struggles. Below that, it's like migrant struggles, all the things that happen with Central America. The south border is pretty different from the north. And you have a lot of people going in. And this is getting politicized against the state too, because the migra... like migratory police, I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
Persecute
internal police,
them.
Enforcement of border controls.
Yeah. So we have like a different internationalism there, like Zapatista, indigenous, with Central Americans internationalism.
Yeah. Of course.
But this is going on right now. It's like at this very moment, there's new people getting. And they're getting close to old struggles because there's food there's places to stay and sleep. And all of it is connected with spirituality too, because there's a lot of like liberation theology, priests and people that are involved with this like since ever.
Yeah, because I mean the south of the country is culturally, southeast is culturally connected with Guatemala culturally.
Well, there's a place close to
type, Earth Mother, demon, fear, place, coccygeal plexus, lay down, take the time to move while landing in the body and in the space, become more aware of how it all feels. Slow down. Follow and expand the movement of the breath as it rises and falls. Let this be a basis for following and expanding movement through the body and into space. Continuously expand and land while observing and feeling the body and the space. Explore the space with your body by literally leaning, yielding into the floor, the walls, the objects in space. A little sense of fear can be invited into the movement, so we physically feel and recognize it, while not letting it block or freeze the movement. Just keep moving.